AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court has sided with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. The case involving posts related to COVID-19 and election security, the justices tossing out lower court rulings that favored Louisiana and Missouri. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich now on trial.
Evan Gershkovich was put on trial this morning in a Russian city about 1,000 miles away from Moscow. His trial is being held behind closed doors, with media only being given a brief glimpse of the Wall Street Journal reporter. We see him in a glass cage. He's been given a prison-style shaved haircut, and he's not allowed to speak. Now, Evan is the first American reporter seized by Russia since the Cold War. He's been held in detention for more than a year on espionage charges.
ABC's Maggie Rooley, President Biden pardoning thousands of military veterans who were kicked out of the service simply because they're gay. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge is granting a temporary injunction that will allow people with disabilities to vote at home electronically. Dane County's Everett Mitchell says the state law banning election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. The case could go all the way to the state Supreme Court. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Kristen Cira is a teacher in Port Washington with an autoimmune disorder, but she's listening to hear what the candidates have to say about helping young people.
What are we going to do about this whole generation of people who do not have health care as part of their employment package? How are they going to access health care so they can stay healthy?
Civic Media's debate coverage is on many of these stations tomorrow night at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's a sign of summer in Madison. Concerts on the Square is back. As many as 50,000 people could be downtown for the kickoff of the annual concert series tonight. That means major traffic. Remember, Doty Street has some lane closures because of construction. The show starts at 7, and remember, you can't put blankets down to save your spot until after 3. And June is a time to honor the diversity and resilience of the LGBTQ plus community while also highlighting the challenges they can face.
People within this community are more likely to experience some anxiety, depression, as well as maybe even eating disorders, just to kind of cope with their stress.
That's Saba Khan, a family medicine resident physician at Aspirus. She says in any marginalized group, discrimination often leads to mental health challenges. She says for the queer community, finding a provider you trust can save your life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
It's the NBA draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks enter the draft with a 23rd pick overall. Tomorrow, pick number 33. GM John Horst says the challenge is to make a good Bucks team even better.
Just being laser focused on that, drilling down in and figuring out what are the specific skill sets that will give us the returns we need in a tough playoff series. That the league keeps getting better. They're going to be better again next year. Boston's going to come back on fire, and they're going to be great. Like, Miami's going to be great. Hopefully, we're going to be great. Brooklyn could be healthy and be great. And so that's just to name a few.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today against the Rangers. A full recap coming up tonight. Last night, the Crew with a 3-1 win over Texas. It's the 8th consecutive series win at home for Milwaukee. Hobie Milner got his first major league start but was pulled after 2. Bryce Wilson pitched for 6 innings but replaced in the 9th.
Hobie did his job. We're not going to ask Hobie to go more than that. Yeah, Bryce was rolling, and I just felt like, you know what? If we would have scored some runs in the 8th, we'd have definitely brought him up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A dry, sunny, beautiful, and breezy day today, with winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour out of the north, eliminating the humidity and keeping our highs scraping 80. With no rain in the forecast for tomorrow, too. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Peter Jest, author of the book We Had Fun and Nobody Died, Adventures of a Milwaukee Music Promoter. We'll also talk about a summer blockbuster with the help of the late comedian Richard Jenny.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Is he going to impress any independent voter out there by attacking me, or by attacking Stormy Daniels, or by attacking a juror or a judge or anybody else at any point in time before the election? The answer is a resounding no. But is that going to change his mind? The answer is no to that too, because he's a petulant child and he doesn't think past the moment. He needs to do for himself to get off of his chest.
Thank you, Michael Cole. Let's get Michael back on. We haven't talked to him in a while. Yeah, it's insane. I was saying it's like loosening a Hannibal Lecter's mask. I got a little itch just for a second. No, you can't drop the partial gag order. He's a maniac, Donald Trump. Did you see our intruder is Bonnie's making out with the intruder this morning?
Yes.
She's not an intruder. She's a $1,000 free speech TV donor. Yes. We love you, Bobby.
Yes.
But that's...
Bobby's amazing.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted, it should be illegal to put doorbell sounds in movies and TV. I have a dog. That's true.
That.
You can't put other dogs in them either, because that's... Do you know how long I spend every day, Chris, going, it's in the TV. It's on the TV. It's on the TV. It's a shh.
It's kind of like putting sirens on in music, and then you're listening in the car.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, no, pull over.
Right.
No, it should be illegal. When I'm president, it will be illegal to have doorbell sounds and other dogs in movies and TV. It's on the TV, Bonnie. It's on the TV. It's on the TV. Okay. Hey, look who's speaking of who let the dogs out, who let the alpha liberals? What?
What?
Give me a guest who is profane. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brought us Cliff Schecter. Mama, I don't care how much that she's got to spend.
Oh, hiya, Cliff. Hiya, Alpha Liberal.
Why, hello there. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Okay, question of the hour. Is Trump showing up tomorrow night? What's going to... It seems like a lot of whining. A lot of his friends saying he should drop out.
CNN's mean. Well, Jake Tapper's mean. Funny enough... Yeah, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. And I have that noise in my video, too. Funny enough, a friend of all of ours, a great editor by the name of Casey, is finishing up a video for me right now for my channel that's going to go up where I will make that prediction. And I guess I'm ruining my own video here, but I don't really care. I mean... I've said it out loud and I've tweeted it, and I've been tweeting it since the very beginning, that there's absolutely no way he shows up. So
the fact that
they're making the excuses now about, well, Steve Bannon got on, you know, went on with his, you know, whoever the newest spokesmodel is that Trump, I don't know what her name is. Bannon went on and said, well, if they're going to talk to Trump like that, I mean, he should just cancel the debate. right? And then, she, you know, a number of other Republicans have said, CNN's not fair. He should just wait till Fox. You know, I've been waiting this forever. The man is cognitively impaired would be like a compliment.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Cognitively, like, his cognitive abilities were on a rocket ship that went off course on the way to the moon and ended up in, well, of course, Uranus. And the truth of the matter is that he's going to say such stupid stuff. He's going to be so petulant on stage. He's going to scream and yell the entire time because, you know, as I think
well,
that was.
That's what I would say, Cliff, is how do you advise someone? He doesn't debate. He's just going to act like a bag of D's. That's like he always does. He doesn't know any subject. He doesn't know, you know, that's the thing is Biden's brilliant on pretty much every, you know, knowledgeable on every subject. But what's the point? I think you should just say stuff like, hey, you know what's scary? Sharks. What do you think about that, Donald?
I know. And you know what's worse? If there's a battery on the shark.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Battery
and
powered
shark. If there's a battery on the shark with a porn star behind it, do you try to get past the battery and the shark and take that risk?
Yeah.
In any case, but he's going to say, you know, he's going to talk about that. He'll talk about how the water pressure is terrible and flushing toilets because he's obsessed with that. And the wetness of our recent hurricanes. And, you know, all the kinds of brilliant things he says, his people know that. They know he's going to meander off into things that don't make any sense. So, A, and then he's going to have moments of rage because all Biden has to do. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world. You know, hey, Donald, you're a felon. Boom. He loses it and starts screaming. You're a criminal. Boom. I mean, to get him to lose his mind. So that's on one side of the equation. The other side of the equation is they literally could not have lowered expectations for Biden more. They've basically said this man can't think, is a child. They've used AI and fakes to make it look like he doesn't know what he's doing.
But he's also going to be jacked up on Mountain Dew, so there's that. So
I like that. I include that in the video, too. Yeah. Or strangely talking about him getting injections in his butt, because apparently
you can
that's
say ass.
Trump's obsessed with, too, besides sharks, batteries, hurricanes. You know. So in the end, the sort of next to each other of this complete raving lunatic meandering on things, either getting lost in mid-sentence or screaming at Biden and telling the moderator to shut up. And on this side, a guy who you're like, wow, I've heard this guy can barely talk without dribbling, and he's going to come off and just tell you 15 brilliant things in a row means this guy absolutely destroys this guy. Yeah. And they know that.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think they've been setting the stage. But even before the felony conviction, yeah, and by the way, everybody, he's a felon. Criminal,
yeah.
Rapist.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Michael Cohen has some, everybody's got some advice. Yeah. Michael Cohen with some more advice on the debate.
First of all, there are a large number of topics that get under Trump's skin, including what Mr. Landrieu just was referring to, the number of bankruptcies, talking about, you know, Donald's poor business acumen. You talk about, of course, him being a stable genius. You know, you talk about things like sharks and boats and water and electrocution. And then you talk about his belief that he can do anything in 24 hours. But it's not just the topics that you bring out that get under Trump's skin. It's also how you say it. The delivery by Joe Biden has to be a legitimate, almost like a comedic type of delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on to explain that.
Give me an example. So, you know, Trump's out there, I'd end the Ukraine war in 24 hours, and I don't even know what he's promising anymore. Crazy things. What does Joe Biden say?
So you turn and say, listen, my opponent says, you know, many things that make no sense at all. I mean, you know, just because the stable genius says he could do something in 24 hours, it's almost as ridiculous as when he decided that he was going to be able to move a jet stream for a Category 5 hurricane using a Sharpie.
I mean, it goes to your point about what stunt is he going to pull? Is it not showing up at all? Is it obviously this floating the vice presidential candidate? I think it was Joe Scarable said, the thing I suspect, you're sort of reading the tea leaves this week. It sounds like they're suggesting the VP pick may come this week. If so, that's one more way they're hedging against a bad debate loss. What you do if you get really bad headlines coming out of the debate Friday morning, you make sure throughout the weekend they're not talking about the debate. They're talking about the vice presidential pick. Even the leaking of that is a possibility. It shows there's they're scared. I mean, they're really scared Trump is going to blow this
thing.
They are.
They're freaking out.
Yeah.
They're freaking out. Well, and but there's only one vice presidential. Well, I guess it's Trump, so maybe he could pick somebody, fire them, pick somebody else. But how many times can he use that if they really do go through and have a few debates? And then there's the Republican convention where he's going to be a lunatic. I mean, do you do that now, or do you save that for after, you know, for the Republican convention or something to change the narrative when half the people there get up and give us a Handmaid's Tale version of America and what they want, you know, how women should be subservient and, you know, all that. So maybe they'll do that. I do not. I mean, remember, he backed out at the last minute of a Republican debate in 2016 and then held that fake veterans fundraiser. I don't
showed up at the last minute. Showed up the last minute last time with COVID and tried to give Joe Biden COVID.
There was that. Right. He didn't go to any of the debates, the primary debates this year, because he knew that frankly, whether you like him or not, Chris Christie would wipe the floor with him, among others there that were good debaters. And so, I think they've been laying this groundwork and even stronger this week to find a way for him not to show up. But again, like, I hope he does, and I hope the Biden people. What Michael Cohen's completely correct about is, you know, Biden did it terrifically. He's done it terrifically a bunch of times. But I can think of one time where he got up and he was talking about the Trump Bible and making fun of him. And he's like, I almost want to buy a copy just to see what the hell's in that thing. You know, you've got to do the comedic delivery, Trump sneakers, Trump Bible. You should be getting up there and making fun of him about that, sharks, batteries, this, that.
Right.
I would actually bring a Sharpie and maybe, I guess you can't bring any props, but maybe see right. if you can have somebody draw something on a map. And here's my best idea, Stephanie, and anybody here, if you know people of the Democratic Party, which I used to know much better, but I will still reach out to the ones I know. Please, please, please have somebody come, like the old Saturday Night Live skit where the shark comes
yes.
to the door and knocks
land
on the
shark.
Door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, please have somebody
Anderson,
come as a land shark
Anderson
and
Cooper
sit in the
land
audience.
Shark.
Well, there's no
they
audience,
have
so
to do that.
There's no audience. So.
Flowers from Mr. Trump's
offer.
Okay.
Well, then find a way to get that shark on screen beforehand. Maybe get an interview with MSNBC or something. But do something so that they see it.
Plumber, ma'am.
You're going to need a bigger lectern. Okay. So even Newt Gingrich is giving Biden good advice. He said, if I were Biden, I'd stay away from the age issue and just say, look, I was wise enough not to try to overthrow the U.S. government, go through a list of five things in a row, say I'd rather have my age with wisdom than your total lack of seriousness. There's that. James Carville said at some point you have to walk into the room and say we're going to kick his ass. We're going to clock this mother.
I like Carville. I agree with that fully. The age issue, look, I mean, maybe the easiest sort of study on this, what Reagan did in the 80s,
yeah.
sort of, you know, they easily can deflect that. I liked the idea that was given there that you turn it around and say it's wisdom. The wisdom not to Sharpie hurricanes or talk about sharks and batteries in 108 degree heat in Las Vegas when people are falling over. The wisdom to pass an infrastructure bill that you, Donald, talked about every week and failed on miserably, like your six bankruptcies, for example. The wisdom not to go bankrupt. The wisdom not to get myself into 34 felony counts. The wisdom, I mean, there's so many ways you can answer that. And so that's how you answer the age issue. You stay on message. He's crazy. He's a loser. And he's a felon.
Yeah.
Stay on that.
God, you know what? I hope he goes there and says you are an educated rapist who is taking
adjudicated
rapist who has taken away bodily autonomy from millions of women. I mean, I really I agree with the Nicole Wallace on that. You got to go for the jugular. You got to punch him in the nose. You know.
And I agree, and I wouldn't even use because I do worry like if people know what adjudicated means, I would very simply just say. A judge in Donald Trump's trial referred to him as a rapist. That's what he said he was. It's as simple as that. Make it simple for people.
Yep.
So say, I'm at a point where I'm running for president, and I haven't had a judge like Donald call me a rapist after seeing all of the evidence against me.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
No, he has to go for the
judge. Yeah, ruled a rapist, ruled a business fraud, ruled, you know, a convicted felon. I mean, just say it. All right, more alpha liberalness with Cliff Schechter.
Oh, yeah.
19 minutes after the hour, this morning, portion of the show brought to you by, right in there, click, 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 Morning Kick. Yeah, thank you. I'm just saying. I've been, today is, wait, carry the
phone.
Oh, it's a hike. Yes, thank you.
It's hikey day.
I'm a little cattywampus because I'm, sexy liberal and whatever. But, you know, I get weightlifting day. I have a 45-mile bike ride this Saturday. I'm going to need my morning kick. I tell you what, strawberry lemonade flavor, because I don't like this regular water. What's the point of that? I get 10 supplements in one. I get to hydrate, and I get all of my supplements in there, my ashwagandha, my probiotics, my prebiotics. I get to... Yes, it helps nourish my body, support my gut health, boost energy, helps me feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one. It has been a game changer for me. It will be for you, too, and it tastes great. That was like a Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, you know me. I'm here with YouTube alpha liberal Cliff Schechter on the Stephanie Miller Show. Dean Obadala tweeted, vile, GOP election official says if a good Christian man believes what we believe, we can work with that, right? That's unity. But she adds about anti-MAGA official Stephen Richer. If he walked in this room, I would lynch him. Richer is Jewish.
Oh, boy.
I think we have this on tape. Hold on.
Would you?
So let's pretend that this gentleman over here was running for county recorder, and he's a good Christian man that believes what we believe. Well, we can work with that, right? We can. That's unity. That's saying, hey, we're going to shake hands, and we're going to agree that we're going to run a good Christian foundation campaign, and we're going to treat each other well, and we're going to get through this together, right? That's unity. But if Stephen Richer walked in this room, I would lynch him. I don't unify with people who don't believe in...
Wow.
Point of order, just because you call yourself Christian doesn't make you a good person.
Exactly.
Someone, I heard the best quote I said yesterday about someone said, if you don't get that freedom of religion means freedom from religion, too, then you don't know what freedom means.
Right.
But I mean,
there.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's just this whole party has just become awful. I'm sorry. They just, you know, this is how they talk. A lot of them just about.
I mean, the right wing, you know, the freedom has always just been the concept of whatever they want to make it.
Right.
And I've always sort of had the view that what you need to do at the end of any sentence that Republicans or right wingers use is just add three words and you'll figure it all out. And those three words are for white people.
Yeah.
And then it all makes sense because that is what they're talking about. It is their form of freedom. I mean, you could do white Christian people if you wanted to, but like their version, freedom is so that they can practice their version of how the crazy way they see the world and impose it upon the rest of us. That is what they're doing.
I always say it, Cliff. I'm like, no matter who you hate, you know, Jews, Muslims, blacks, gays, like the Republic, that's your party.
Yep.
I mean, it's a number of Republican insiders are warning that Trump is making a potentially fatal mistake by allowing Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA group to turn out votes for him. They point to the organization's failed efforts to swing key elections to Republicans during the 2022 midterms. Kirk's entire shtick revolved around pushing anger and division, one analyst writes, because he was poisonous when it came to courting swing voters. Turning Point has become toxic in Arizona, which takes some doing.
Yeah, well.
They've helped cement an extreme worldview, creating anger that in turn generates political energy that they harness. Pastor Daryl Scott, who also is a Trump supporter, said Trump should not be associating with someone like Kirk. He's the one that said, you know, he'd be nervous if there was a black pilot, among a thousand other racist statements. He said Kirk talked all this negative about black people, and his proximity to Trump has caused people to wonder if that's what Trump is thinking, too. Yes, of course it is. Trump is the biggest racist in the world. Like, he cares.
Of course. I mean, he surrounds himself with people who think like he does, with people who are he's comfortable with. It's the reason why if he wins, God help us all, he's talked about stocking the administration with people loyal to him who believe in what he believes. I mean, it's why you have, you know, Kanye and Nick Fuentes over for dinner. It's why you spend a lot of time hanging out with the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. I mean, this is not rocket science.
Yeah.
I will say quickly, what was rocket science was that apparently I had the video coming from my computer down here and was looking at the wrong place for a while.
Yeah.
So I apologize to everybody watching. I think you were just getting a of my very sexy neck.
You do not have a neck button vagina like Donald Trump does. You have a very nice neck.
Yeah, luckily,
I was admiring it.
I do this crazy thing, Donald Trump. He heard about it, I think, in high school. It's called working out. You can actually do it as you age. You can, like, go to this place called the gym or go outside and run or at a salad. Instead of just looking, you can, like, eat some of it.
This is how you can not have a neckgina. Okay.
That's right. I'm just saying, in any case, my apologies because I think I was... I should thank Andrea, I think it was Bauer.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Image.
29 the minutes
image
after the
like
hour.
Coming from here.
More with Cliff Jackson.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three Wisconsin cities are getting almost $5 million for freight rail improvements. Luxembourg, Reevesburg, and Wrightstown will split the money through the Freight Railroad Infrastructure Improvement Program. Projects include a new freight track, grain bin, and storage facilities. Weather emergencies like floods bring out the scam artists. Bao Vang of the Better Business Bureau says to be wary of contractors you don't know offering to fix your flood damage.
They're offering quick fixes or big promises that they do not intend to keep.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The percentage of kids going hungry in Dane County has doubled. Dozens of food pantries are banding together to say they need more funding to support everyone who needs them right now. The most recent data shows in 2021, 7% of Dane County kids face food insecurity, but in 2022, that number was 13%. Ellen Carlson, Executive Director of WayForward Resources.
A bunch of the food pantries came together to actually compile our needs, and that showed 112% increase across the board.
Way Forward had a 300% increase. The group of 36 pantries took out an ad in the Wisconsin State Journal asking the community and lawmakers for more support. And the Department of Transportation wants to hear from you about renovations to I-39-90-94. They're planning to renovate the interstate between State Highway 60 and County Highway CS. To weigh in, head to the DOT's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A dry, sunny, beautiful, and breezy day today with winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour out of the north, eliminating the humidity and keeping our highs scraping 80. With no rain in the forecast for tomorrow, too. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Todd Albaugh.
Big show coming up. We have Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, Matt Flynn is in talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, and General David May for the Wisconsin National Guard. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's because he knows that he's losing. And he's losing not because, you know, of anything that Joe Biden is doing. He's losing because of the things that he's doing. And by the way, he should be out of the race already based upon the successes of Joe Biden. But that's not what's knocking Trump down in the polls. It's his own actions, his own stupidity that people are seeing now and saying to themselves, I can't have this guy for 4 years. You know, he's dangerous to democracy. He's dangerous to just the world.
Yeah, Michael Cohen. Cliff Schechter is, so I think, is it 9 points he's down with independents since the convictions? I mean, it is obviously big. Hurting him.
Yeah, well, 21%, I believe, beforehand. And I'll start by saying I don't trust a lot of these polls. Yeah. Some of them had Arne Boebert losing by double digits, and somehow, you know, Rifle Cafe, Crazy Lady, I Get Turned On by Beetlejuice won. So, you know, we don't really.
But you only got 43% of the vote.
What's
the
that?
Rest of the vote was.
Yeah, she only got 43% of the
vote. She did not win a majority of the votes.
So. Yeah.
Sure enough. But the fact that she even got that much just tells you, I mean, if 4 out of 10 or more than 4 out of 10 in a party that show up to vote can vote for somebody after knowing everything they know about her, that tells you something about that party. In any case,
that
I mean,
yeah.
Yes, look, the polling I don't fully trust and all of that, but there's simply no doubt. I mean, because you can look at overall trends, even if you don't trust individual numbers. And there's simply no doubt it's moved heavily in Biden's direction. And you know, if you do, even if the numbers aren't exactly correct, over 1/5 of independents said that they absolutely could not vote for him. They would change their vote if he were convicted of felonies. He was. A smaller number of Republicans, I don't remember how many, 12%, something like that. I mean, he is losing those people. I mean, again, it gets harder and harder. You know, it's one thing in certain Trump rural communities, but it gets harder and harder in your suburban social circles to be like, you know, I'm for the felon.
Voting for the felon.
I'm
yeah.
for the sharks and the batteries and the flushing guy. I'm for the adjudicated rapist. You know, I'm for the criminal. I'm for the guy who always, you know, shouts out Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un and, you know, talks about like the late great Hannibal Lecter. And I mean, like, there is a point where for people who are just diehard Republicans but have realized in their core how unfit Trump is and have just tried to deny it to themselves and say, it's okay, it'll be okay.
Yeah. By the way, look at you showing off pronouncing adjudicated right on the first try.
Thank you.
Show off.
You just because he was adjudicated does not mean.
Cliff, what's your take
no,
on
actually, what I said before. A judge called him a rapist.
There you go.
Right.
So speaking of judges, Judge Merchan, I feel like once again, Trump just seems like he is like two systems of justice. Yes, it's always different for Trump. That I do not agree with them partially lifting this gag order. Do you? I mean, for witnesses and jurors. With a guy like Trump, I mean, it just okay. While some restrictions remain in place, Trump is now allowed to publicly comment on witnesses and members of the jury. He's been held in contempt for violating the gag order 10 times. Anyone else would be in prison. I mean, so I just keep saying that he's going to get someone killed.
Well, he is, and this is the problem with our entire system, right? Is that. The Republicans laugh at, you know, and I'm not, I'm sorry, the Republicans cry about two forms of justice, and there really are. There are rich, wealthy, mostly white people who, and especially those in high positions of power and influence, who get away with one thing. I mean, everybody knew what Jeffrey Epstein was up to for years, but was just looking the other way, right? That people like that get one system, and the rest of us, of course, get a different system. The fact that what you would do with Donald Trump is in a different world where there was a sane, non-dementia, non-diaper wearing, non-stupid, non-shark battery scared of Donald Trump, is he'd keep his damn mouth shut the way a gag order tells you to, and you would reward him by partially lifting it. But in this world where we're stuck with this human piece of something I won't say.
Right.
He has violated it every single time. Why would you reward somebody It's bad enough you didn't punish him. He never spent a night in prison for
it. There's not enough talk about how many people he's already gotten killed. Right. I mean, January 6th, nearly Nancy Pelosi's husband, the shooter in El Paso. There's a million shooters that have mimicked Donald Trump's rhetoric.
Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Yes. Where the guy was busy quoting Trump when he showed up. Or maybe we could talk about all of the studies that show that 300 to 450,000 people who died of COVID wouldn't have. We'd taken all the right precautions from the beginning.
Right. And meanwhile,
people denying it and attacking the vaccine and scaring people from using it.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you know, he's going to bring up XYZ killed by a documented immigrant tomorrow night, as Billy in Texas did on our show. By the way, Damien in New York, Pennsylvania, subject line, Billy is stupid.
Well,
let's start out with the obvious. Billy in Texas is an idiot. What seems to be less obvious, the reason that undocumented people don't commit crimes at ridiculously high rates, if you happen to be one, there are all kinds of people just waiting to turn you in for so much as jaywalking. Meanwhile, if you're white, you can shoot up a church and the arresting officers will take you to Burger King. Thank you.
Right.
I don't know how you suggest Biden answer that, but I would say, A, it's your fault. You're the one that blocked my immigration reform bill. And secondly, again, there are exponentially more violent specifically right-leaning white men in America.
Well, I would point all that out because that's very serious and people need to know. But as a line in a debate, I'd very simply say we found statistically the highest rate of correlation between criminality and any human being is actually being an associate of Donald Trump's. Former campaign manager is a criminal. His former top fundraiser is a criminal. His former lawyer is a criminal.
The probation officer
is a criminal.
Should be asking him, are you associating with known felons? I'm like, does he know anyone that isn't?
Right. I mean, every time he gets up on stage, he tries to show off because he's doing some play for the black community. He's like, look at this rapper I've got here. And then you find out it's a guy who's wanted for attempted murder. Yeah. Or he gets up, he's like, look at me. I'm friends with Lawrence Taylor, and Lawrence Taylor's black. And you're also like, yeah, I loved Lawrence Taylor when he was on the Giants. Then he started doing crack and started committing domestic abuse and getting arrested for crimes. And I didn't like him so much anymore. But of course, now you love him. I mean, he, again, it's like the Hannibal Lecter thing I said before, Kim Jong-un or whatever, on a smaller level.
Yeah.
Like, if you had committed crimes against humanity or crimes against a few people or whoever it is, then you're Donald Trump's kind of guy. Then he wants to be around you. And so the fact is that that's how I'd answer if I were Joe Biden. I'd be like, honestly, the crime rate has, where the crime rate's actually been the highest is at the White House during the years Donald Trump was there.
Yeah.
And start listing all the people that, that's where you're most likely to find criminals.
Yeah.
Go to Donald Trump. Investigate anybody who spends any amount of time with Donald Trump. And that is your highest percentage chance of finding a criminal.
Yeah. I love the mayor of, Milwaukee said, well, the crime rate's going to go way up when he gets here. And Michael Flynn and whoever else is showing up. This is James Carville on Steve Bannon going to prison just because it's fun.
He's going to have 4 months to contemplate everything. But I think whoever Salvate is can make a good Eighth Amendment case. If you remember that from Bosco, that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah,
to be in the cell and smell this guy, I think that's something out of some North Korean torture chamber. But he's going to have the boy's going to have a lot of time to think about 2020 and his past life and whatever the future holds, because he's going to the penitentiary. Hmm. I'll be for longer than 4 months. So he needs a cell by himself. Yeah, he needs a cell by himself because he's going to sink that jail up something fierce.
Wow.
I agree. They should do a... Do you remember when Austin Powers woke up and they had to de-louse him by spraying him with all that stuff for about an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're looking at. They should de-louse him.
That's why it's taking so long. Yeah, that's why it's wait till July 1st.
Solidified hamburgers in his, in his little folds.
Under his 14. Just to get his shirts off to de-louse him. Right.
But he has to forcibly shave his back.
It's like Russian nesting dolls getting all the shirts off before you can even get to the lice. So it's very...
Attica.
That's our impression of Steve Bannon's lice.
Uh-huh.
Attica. Come and get me, copper. You'll never take me alive.
They seriously, I think there's enough of them. They're forming colonies there.
Yes.
Developing the ability to reason. They're evolving.
They formed a United Nations of lice on Steve Bannon's body.
Yes. And here's what's nice is that you can find what the list is of what is available at the commissary where he's going. He's going to Danbury. There is a broad and exhaustive list of hair and skin care products.
Oh, okay.
I love Pete Strzok. Pete Strzok said recently, but he hasn't used them up to this point in his life. Why start now? Why start in jail?
Pete's funny.
What brands can you get at the commissary at Danbury?
Did you ever see Repo foreign, Man? It just says
like
shampoo.
Oil of Olay.
Foreign products to him.
Okay. Yeah.
I love Ted Cruz.
You know what? Just hold him down and spray him down.
Yes.
With whatever you have to. Right. If you're sharing any space with him.
Ted Cruz tweeted a picture of him. He said, once in a lifetime opportunity, meeting David Byrne of the Talking Heads. And Robbie said, David Byrne finally meets the inspiration behind Psycho Killer. There you go.
Yeah.
Why were they meeting each other?
I don't know.
Talk something, royalties, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Right. Oh, by the way, do you agree with Chris LaVoy that there's no way Colin Allred's going to win? I'm sorry, I'm just doing my Chris LaVoy impression.
I think
it's
tied.
Is that really
Colin Allred? I think has a shot to beat Ted Cruz, don't you?
I think he. I actually think absolutely he will beat him.
Ha ha, Chris LaVoy. Ha ha.
We will see
sorry,
in November.
Chris, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
We will see in November.
My two picks, and they're not based upon like I hate them because I hate lots of people in the Republican Party. But my two picks based upon the states they're in. The Roe effect in those various states in various other issues, and the fact that these two people are hated by people even in their own party and never win by larger than small margins are him and Rick Scott. Those are my two picks to lose their Senate seats.
Debbie for Florida. Debbie Mukasey.
Yep.
Powell.
Mukasey.
What is it?
Something like that.
Well, you're the fancy right pronouncer this morning.
WMP.
Debbie for Florida. We've had her on. She's fantastic. Debbie
But she wasn't adjudicated of anything.
Powell.
She wasn't adjudicated.
You know, we've had on the last 2 days of Representative Mark Pocan and Frank Figluzzi. Shut up. I
you
hate everyone.
Got it right.
Okay. Oh, my God. You can't say anything, Stephanie.
No. Shut up, Cliff. 46 minutes after the hour.
Are you going to call me Cliff Schechter yet?
Schechter. Yes, you called Cliff Schechter.
Well, listen, I worked with Jackie Schechter for a long time.
It's a word you can't use on air. You'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
But it sounds like checked, so yeah. You can figure it out.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Doug Amore. They're the cutest. Listen, our lovely guest this morning has confirmed they are even cuter in person, Bonnie and Clyde. Because you can see.
I am pretty cute. It's
yeah.
True.
I mean,
you can see how shiny their coats are, how happy and frisky they are. I'm just saying, Dr. Mowdy has Forbes magazine called him the miracle worker for a reason, people.
Yep.
It's because he's been feeding superfoods to his dog. Check the bag out. Get your face up in it. Oh, it smells so good. And there's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients.
Yeah.
You know dogs are carnivores, Chris. I don't know if you know that.
I've heard.
This is what they used to eat in the wild.
Uh-huh.
And then antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. They throw all these superfoods in there. Yeah,
yummy.
Right? Kale. What?
Is there any shark in there?
No shark. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free pack of Cod Krispies. Oh, they go crazy for those and the Chili's Treasures.
No shark, but you got cod, which
there
is a
go.
Good second.
Oh, my God.
Shark
adjacent.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah.
That's good.
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller
to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone by so fast. Are you keeping track of your accomplishments? When was the last time you took a moment to celebrate your wins? When life goes by so fast, it can be easy to lose track of your goals and feel like you're spinning out of control. That's where BetterHelp comes in. Therapy can help you take a look at your progress and set realistic goals for the next 6 months. Therapy is for everyone, because everyone deserves to be the best version of themselves. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online, convenient, and flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey! 52 minutes after the hour. One last Michael Cohen. We are here with Alpha Liberal, Cliff Checker.
Then he takes his red Crayola crayon and he scratches off Japan that we don't owe them $1.2 trillion. That doesn't mean that it's gone. It just means that Donald took his Crayola crayon and he marked up a piece of paper. These are the things that the American people have to understand. There are minutiae involved here that require something much, much more than just bullet points. They require actual reading and studying and understanding the situation. Understanding it to the point that you are trying to come up with a resolution that benefits all Americans and not just him and his family.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I'm sure Gaza is going to come up tonight. I just wanted to play one Karine Jean-Pierre regarding hostages.
Here's what I can say is that our private conversations that we have had with the Israeli government has said, they've said to us very clearly that they continue to support the hostage deal. That's what we know. And we also know, as I've said many times, is that the president and the prime minister have had a decades-long relationship. And because of that relationship, because of that friendship, they're able to have tough and honest conversations. And that is important, too.
You know, Cliff, we were just saying there was violence out here at a synagogue, you know, where there were protesters, and we heard about this three-year-old Palestinian girl that, I don't know who, which idiot tried to drown her. Thank God did not succeed. But, I mean, this issue, it's just, you were talking about the Jamal Bowman race, like he lost to Latimer, who was the guy. So, you know, that, and I was saying that gave me classical gas because that was a Hillary Bernie thing. And then all the headlines were about Democrats in disarray and this is tearing the Democratic Party apart. What's your take on that?
Look, I mean, I still feel like that's been a giant wedge in our party, and it's been insane. And frankly, there are a lot of folks that were on the Bernie side of the equation who are great and support the Democrats. And then there's some folks to the far left who've shown who they are. Some of them are on the far right now. We've seen, you know, them go over, and there's others who have gone over to, you know, DSA and tell people not to vote for anybody, like Bernie's communications director. I'm not holding everybody. I mean, Bernie supporters, you know, love him. They support our party, and that's terrific. In this particular case, you know, and I don't even sit here and criticize the entire squad, but for me, the Bowman and Latimer one was a really simple one. It's not, I mean, I am pro-Palestinian lives. I think Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal.
Agreed.
That there is so much more that should be done and could have been done to prevent Netanyahu from doing what he's done. But
I don't know that district. I just want a Democrat to win. I don't really know.
I'll just finish by saying there is a ton of anti-Semitism out there. It is flourishing. And I'm sorry, but Bowman, the one thing you will do, you will lose me. The minute he said that women being raped that day, that was propaganda. And I'm sorry, anybody can look that up because he made that comment. He retracted it later. But if your first reaction to people hearing about brutal mass rape is to call it propaganda, sorry, you've lost me. So you know what? I like a lot of what AOC does. I look at people as individuals, not as groups.
Right.
Bowman, I'm glad Latimer knocked him out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't. I'm going to put a pin in that. here's one issue.
I'm just getting bigger fights. You let Malcolm come back on. Malcolm will explain.
Yeah. No, I like Jamal Bowman for being a, you know, alpha liberal. But again, like I always say, Cliff, if you agree with everything anyone says, you're an idiot. So,
if I agree with 90% of what people say, as I, you know, then I'm all for them. When it's me and you're targeting me and you're saying that people like me that were murdered and raped are not human enough for you to believe their claims.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal breaker.
Here's the thing I would say. Don't let the Republican Party, who's the one that thinks there are fine people in Charlottesville and, you know, hangs out with Nazis, don't let them end up saying they're the pro-Israel, pro-Jewish party, because they're not. They're anti-Semites.
They're the pro-evangelicals wanting the world to end, so we need Israel to be a state party. They couldn't give two dams about Israel. It's all the religious zealotry. The Republicans are not pro-Israel or pro-Jewish.
Here's what I think should be an important bipartisan issue, but once again isn't. Vivek Murthy, Surgeon General, talking about gun violence.
Gun violence is a public health crisis in America, and I've seen this for years as a doctor who's cared for patients who have struggled with the mental and physical impacts of gun violence. People have seen this in their communities. We've seen it in mass shootings as well. But in recent years, over the last decade or two, this problem has been worsening, and we have now reached the point where gun violence is the leading cause of death among kids and teens, the leading cause of death. That is something that we should never take as the new normal.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that comes up tomorrow night, Cliff.
Me too. I mean, again, the fact that all these people that, you know, claim to care and freak out about what books kids are reading in school,
yeah.
Right? And, oh my God, the teachers may be a bad influence. How about kids not being riddled with bullets? Maybe that should be your first priority.
Right.
And the fact that all the same people that are just so freaked out about what books or kids are reading are the same people screaming and yelling that my assault weapon is my right and it's a natural right from God. No, it's a right from the Second Amendment, which had a part of a well-regulated militia. And for 200 years, we actually, courts looked at that and the way it was meant, states being able to raise militias. Yeah, I know. I got to shut up now.
It's a hard break, but follow him on YouTube, Alpha Liberal, Cliff Schechter. We love you,
yes.
Cliff Schechter.
Thank you, Cliff.
See you tomorrow.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel.
And we'll be talking about the latest Supreme Court decisions.
Join us first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.